I woke up in the middle of the night with pain.
Allie Newman was a typical 16-year-old teenager. According to her mom and dad, she was
active, athletic, smart.
She had everything going for her, everything in front of her.
And then 16, the world turns upside down.
Imagine the anxiety that comes when doctors say something isn't right. But that unknown continues until the test results come back.
I was sitting in bed on a Thursday night doing my AP calculus homework, just like any other normal teenager, and we got the call that it was cancer.
It was cancer. Osteosarcoma is not a word that should be in a high schooler's vocabulary. But Allie and her parents soon became experts, not only in its definition, but learning what it does to a teenager's bones. Within 10 hours of being told she had cancer, Allie's life completely changed. She was told what she could and couldn't eat, in what activities she could participate, and when she had to be at the hospital.
It was emotional, but you don't have time to dwell on it. I mean, you truly are fighting for survival, that it's not something that I could waste my energy thinking about.
Unlike most sporting contests, when fighting for life, there are no timeouts.
It was a full 12 months, very intense, harsh chemo.
But that wasn't all she faced. In the midst of chemo, she endured major operations, one after another.
I had a partial hip replacement, a total femur replacement, and a total knee replacement.
As this unexpected and unwanted journey was thrust upon Allie, she lost her hair. She lost her appetite. But in losing her normal life, she found something within. She found her superpower.
To be facing mortality long before you should face mortality, you have to be resilient. And that resilience, that ability to push, is something very, very special.
Resilience, that was Allie's superpower.
The strength that she pushes out to others, they feel that.
It wasn't as if she was miraculously healed with no lingering challenges. No, the 12 months of her recovery were filled with more barriers. She endured 10 maintenance and reconstructive surgeries, along with the constant throbbing in her head due to a rapid heartbeat caused by her medication. But during the recovery process, she learned that she was in charge of how to react to cancer.
From the very beginning, her ability to adapt and take the roles of this roller coaster ride, I really think helped all of our recoveries, not just hers.
Cancer can be that roller coaster ride described by her father. It's often filled with peaks and valleys of emotion. Allie had a relapse. Cancer was found in her lung. It required the removal of most of that lung. But Allie has now been cancer-free for 7 years and counting.
There was no turning back. There was no way she was not going to make it, period.
And make it, she has. Against all the odds stacked against her, she graduated from high school. She decided she would live and love life no matter what it brought. She found new friends. She finished college. She's cliff jumped into lakes, explored the tropics of Costa Rica, and watched the sunset on the Pacific Ocean. She's sung at the top of her good lung at concerts and music festivals. She's done things that were never on her bucket list or even seemed possible a decade ago. But perhaps the most important thing she has done is to join Teen Cancer America, an organization founded by the legendary Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. Lead singer and lead guitarist for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, The Who. With her help, they have created specific cancer programs and facilities for young people between the ages of 13 and 24. By consulting with 97 hospitals, they have impacted over 18,000 families affected by teen cancer.
What I hope people take away from my story is that there is life after hardship. People say, you're so strong. I could have never done that. You can. You can do it.
Along the way, Allie's parents have laughed, cried, worried, and celebrated as they watched their little girl grow up to become healthy, strong, and accomplish more than they could ever imagine when she was a 16-year-old lying in the hospital with cancer.
It's okay to have mountains in front of you. It's, you know, that's part of life. It's not what happens when you see the mountain or the challenge, it's how you react to it.
And Allie Newman knows what it's like to face seemingly unbeatable odds. But because she's stood up to those challenges, she knows what it takes to be the conqueror.
No matter what it is, where you don't feel like you're going to get through it, resilience means that you are.
Resilience. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. PassItOn.com, the podcast, is available wherever you listen to podcasts.